Brett Hollander back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. We're joined now by the stellar beat writer for the Baltimore Ravens for the Baltimore Sun and BaltimoreSun.com, Jeff Zrebeck. Jay-Z, how are you?
Good, Brett. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Interesting day at the podium today, I would say, at the Under Armour Performance Center.
Aren't they all?
Yes. Well, some more than others. Today got started with a bang. I actually thought Steve Smith Sr. and Flacco and Brandon Williams were all pretty good. John Harbaugh was entertaining. I'm not sure. I'm still left kind of like scratching my head a little bit. If you don't mind, let's play a soundbite here. John Harbaugh, when asked about the turnover, again, an offensive coordinator, the third in 3 years.
You guys are way more focused on that than I am. It's year to year in this league, you know. And you try to put the best group together you can every single year. I think if we've learned anything, it's that. National Football League. I'd rather be changing coaches because they're becoming head coaches than the other reason that coaches get changed around this league on a regular basis. So I'm pretty happy with that so far. So if you want to make a story out of it, then, you know, fine. Coaches change in the National Football League. You got a scoop there.
Ooh, a little condescending there at the end. A little sarcastic there at the end, I would say. My feeling about it, I put this under the perceived slight column. And we've both covered a fair amount of head coaches and managers in baseball. Typically, I find them most to be a little different. And that's probably why they're so successful and how they get to that level. I feel Buck Showalter openly calls himself paranoid all the time. He won't necessarily be that kind of condescending, but I don't think, I mean, to deny that it's not a story that there's a new offensive coordinator is a little ridiculous. Joe Flacco alluded to some difficulties today. Steve Smith said one of the reasons he's here is because there's a new offensive coordinator. I understand that that's not going to be the reason the Ravens win 12 games or lose 12 games, but to dismiss it completely is also a little ridiculous.
Yeah, no question. It's one of the big storylines as we head into the season. You have a quarterback coming off the best year of his career, arguably, and many of the factors to that year, not all of them, but many of them are gone, you know, and the offensive coordinator, his quarterback coach, obviously his second and third leading receivers, and, Torrey Smith and Owen Daniels, one of his, you know, a guy he had pretty good chemistry with in the past, Jacoby Jones, who, you know, were two most important players on the field in the Super Bowl not too long ago. So, yeah, there's been a lot of change. It's definitely a legitimate question. I mean, maybe I'm reading too much into it, Brett, but John is, as we all know by now, John Harbaugh is a pretty bright guy. He pays attention to what people are doing. He has a game plan. He knows what he's doing. And, you know, my take on personally with the offensive coordinator stuff, that was just kind of his way of, look, okay, this isn't going to be a question I'm going to answer all year. Okay, we get it. We don't live in the past. We're moving forward with a new coordinator. It's not like, you know, Gary Kubiak left because, you know, they were unsuccessful, or, you know, Gary Kubiak got a head coaching job at probably the one place he would have definitely returned to coaching in order to leave the Ravens. So, to head coaching, that is. So, my take kind of on that was, sure, you know, it was a little way of trying to control the questions that are being asked and sort of trying to make it known that, you know, these questions about the new offensive coordinator and the, you know, the revolving door, on the offensive side of the ball in terms of personnel and coaching that, you know, look, we understand we got to deal with them, but you're not going to get the best answers of them. So you can keep asking if you want, but this is going to some of the, you know, what you're going to get from us on this. So, I mean, maybe I'm get the wrong read on it. You know, I try not to read too much into it, you know, but, certainly that is going to be a storyline all year, whether John Harbaugh or Joe Flacco like it or not.
And the thing is, to me, it's more about that he assumes it's a negative slant on the question, which I don't really see it as that. And I felt the same way about this question and answer earlier today when the Joe Flacco thing is brought up. You're not going to find a bigger Joe Flacco apologist than yours truly. You just won't. I don't think the questioning of Joe as a elite quarterback at this point or non-elite quarterback is really fair, but you can certainly ask a question about your team's starting quarterback, I would think, at this point. But here's John Harbaugh when asked about that.
I'm not gonna swallow that hook. I mean, Joe Flacco has been a great quarterback from the day he got here. Okay, or you want to look back and say this has been the most talented offense in the National Football League for the last 7 years, and they've carried Joe Flacco. You can say that if you want, but it's ridiculous. So Joe Flacco is a great player. He's only going to get better. I think he's hitting his stride. He can hit in the peak of his career. And I wouldn't want any other quarterback in the National Football League, period. End of story. So just write that and be done with it, because that's the last I really want to hear about it. this guy is a superstar in the National Football League.
Yeah. I mean, that's about as animated as John gets before week four.
I think the words I used, Brett, were a passionate defense of Joe Flacco.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, you know, to assess the situation, there wasn't anybody going on the offensive in criticism of Joe Flacco. I don't know. I can't really explain that. I don't want to, talk out of turn here and act like I know exactly what was going on there with the whole interplay. But, all I know is the question wasn't a negative, and it was actually on how Joe Flacco has, since he's been there, there's kind of been a lot of change around him, and that's indisputable, despite that, he's never complained. He's always gone about his business, never used it as an excuse, and, he's made the playoffs in all but one year. It was actually, at least the way I read the question, it sounded like it was more of a praise of Joe Flacco. However, I don't know that John Harbaugh, I don't know if he misunderstood it. I misunderstood it. I can't explain that. All I know is obviously at this time of year, it seems to be a storyline every year. Joe Flacco, can he build off the year before, or in last year's case, can he prove off the year before how he's going to deal with a new set of receivers? What's he doing in the offseason as far as getting guys to getting chemistry? And I'm sure everybody in the building's a little tired of hearing it, but that's the issue. This is going to be a story. He's the franchise quarterback. They lost some of their top weapons. They lost the play caller who helped Joe have the best year of his career. So as we said earlier, this is something that, you're not going to get too far away from this season.